Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in, Bruce Oliver. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing this great 4th of July celebration weekend?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. Really, really appreciate you being with us, and really looking forward about talking to you about cruising. I know we got a lot of great things opening up over in Cuba as well as some other places. So, let's go ahead and get things started off if we can by throwing it over to Lou. Lou, I know you got a first question for Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, it's always great to have you. Jonathan McNabb sitting in the studio. And, hey, it's been a while. We haven't been cruising with Bruce much lately.
Well, once in a while we get online and talk, and I'm glad to be able to talk this morning. You know, it's been a long time since we've had the Revolutionary War and the 4th of July, and it's great to be on your show to help celebrate that and see what England's done with their breaking from the Brussels and the EEC. So here we are. We're talking about a bunch of things that are going to happen in the next few months and have happened, especially with Cuba and the U.S., the way we're being involved with Cuba now.
Bruce, what do you make of that? I mean, why don't they kind of already start some cruise ships that direction, huh?
With Cuba, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a lot of activity. Well, last year, with the federal guidelines changing, travel, restricted travel, has opened up to Cuba. So, yes, there's going to be a lot of things that are happening there. As a matter of fact, next week after the 4th of July recess, the House is going to debate on whether or not they're going to be loosen up more restrictions. You know, since the embargo John Kennedy put on because of the Bay of Pigs and the missile crisis with Russia moving things into nuclear missiles into Russia, into Cuba, that blockade has been on all the way up until 2015, and now we're opening up the ability for U.S. citizens to legally go to Cuba, and but there's a lot of restrictions on how we can travel there, and I see this as the chance for the average citizen to find out more about the largest island, 780 miles long. It's the largest island, seventh largest island in the world, the largest island in the Caribbean, and you know, just a few miles from the coast of Bahamas and from Florida, and a great day you can probably see Cuba and parts of Cuba from the Keys. So it's not far, and we're going to be traveling in the other direction now and going into Cuba with some restrictions. So it's kind of an exciting time to be able to go back 50 years in time and see vehicles that were here in the 50s and the 60s on the streets in Havana and around Cuba.
Talking with Bruce, cruising with Bruce here on our Johnson Ford guest line. He is Lou Vickery. I'm Jonathan McMath. Bruce, do you have a website or anywhere that we can point our listeners to?
Yes, I do. It's cruisewithbruce.com, CruiseWithBruce.com. And I have right now, I'm going to be going to Cuba myself the end of July. I'm going to be going there for a week to Havana, San Vegas, Santiago de Cuba, Trinidad, a bunch of historic and UNESCO sites to see some of the things that average U.S. citizen hasn't been able to do for a long, long time. And that's one of my key authors on my website. There's a couple of other authors that are available also. So if people want to go to Cuba, restricted, it's like going on a field trip in grade school because you've got all the guidelines of the federal government and the Office of Foreign Assets Control, and that controls all the activities. So it's a people-to-people program. Prior to this, very few people other than diplomatically were able to go into Cuba. But now, with these restrictions, we can go on a people-to-people program. There are journalists that can go, as well as, well, mostly average citizen needs to go, and just about everybody has to go and do a people-to-people program. Very, very strict guidelines. You have to follow the regulations that the office, it's actually the Department of Treasury, one of the subsections of the Department of Treasury,
mm-hmm.
and the Cuban government put together. So it's kind of exciting. The way we travel now is we need to book a chartered trip, and it's regulated. They only offer licenses from the Cuban government, and then the Castro brothers are 2 years. So every 2 years, the way it's set up right now, any of the tour operators that I work with have to get a license from the Cuban government and pass it by the Department of Treasury and the Office of Foreign Assets Control. They approve it, and then we need to follow these guidelines, and it's a strict itinerary with things where to eat. So you eat at a Paladar, which is a private restaurant, and restaurants operated by the state, the government, the Cuban government, as well as we visit UNESCO sites, historical sites, learn about the culture, interact with the people of Cuba. It's really, I'm excited about my trip, and I'll be there a week.
That was fantastic. Lou, do you have another question for Bruce?
Well, I just want to switch venues a little bit with Bruce and ask him if you were planning a trip to Alaska. When's the best time to do that? And
I do have a group that's going to Alaska in September. There's different seasons to go to Alaska. If you want to go and experience a different type of trip, you go. I wouldn't go in May because of the mosquitoes will pick you up and carry you away. But I would go probably the end of June to the middle of July. That's one season. And then the second season is the end of July to the middle of August, when the animals and the cubs and those types of animals, the newly born animals, start to come out. The end of the season is the middle of to the end of August to the end of September. It's different each time you go. It's amazing. So I've got some people that are going to go up to Fairbanks and Denali and McKinley, Seamount McKinley, and then come down to Anchorage. And we're going to be going on the cruise, and it's the Intercoastal Waterway. So it's a great cruise. It's on Princess. I love Princess. Princess Cruise Lines is a great cruise line to go on. It's a small to mid-sized ship, not a lot of people, comparatively speaking, to the large mega ships that are out there now, the huge breakaways and getaways and Serenade of the Sea and all the large ships from Royal Caribbean. So you can do a cruise tour, and I've got some people on a cruise tour, as well as just a cruise alone. And we're going to be going north to south. In other words, from Anchorage, we'll land in Anchorage, go down to Whittier, and then go to the coastline into the Glacier Bay, and the major sites that you see, the major cities along the coast, end up in Vancouver, and then fly home from Vancouver.
Now, Bruce, I've got to ask you a question. Let's say there's someone listening right now, and they don't have a ton of money, but they just want to go on a cruise. Doesn't really matter where they go. They just want to have a cheaper vacation. Where are some of the hot spots to go where you don't have to break the bank, so to speak?
Well, you know, if you're in the Florida area, in Pensacola, and
yeah,
that area, there are a lot of cruises that I book out of Tampa.
Okay.
Close to where you are. For a few days. Anywhere from a few days to a week to longer cruises, 10 days to 14 days. Cruises that go, let's say, from Panama, from Port Canaveral or Miami may go through the Panama Canal. So it depends what the budget is. I always like to put people into a cabin category that's midship, regardless of where it is. If it's a midship, mid-deck, then you're going to have a more stable cruise. It's not going to be a lot of back and forth, tip and roll, and rock and roll, and all the rest of that. Pretty stable part of the ship to be in. And that's going to be a little more than the rock bottom price. Rock bottom price, most people don't realize this, is going to get you the forward end and back end of the ship, aft. And you have the chance of listening to the anchors set every time you're in port at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning. You hear the clink, 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 clink. Well, that's what you're paying for. You pay for that interior cabin and the lowest fare, a couple hundred bucks to $300 or $400, depending upon the length of the cruise, and you're going to get that. I usually like to make sure that people at least go on a midship in any category they're in. So, yes, there are some great cruises, and there's a variety of cruise lines. I don't book the low-end cruise lines because, you know, I'd rather explain why the price is a little higher once other than apologize a whole bunch of times after they get back. Oh, this was no good. That was no good. We didn't like that. We didn't like that. It was too noisy or whatever. So, yes, there's a bunch of cruises that go out of Tampa and Miami, Port Canaveral, Fort Lauderdale, and all the way up the coast in both directions, all the way up to New England and over to Houston. I believe there's a couple of lines that go out of Atlanta. So there's a lot of varieties. And I always tell people, hey, call me up. That's my job. I find out what you want to do, why you're going. What do you like doing? And then, what's your budget? And we try to find something that fits within their budget.
Lou, any final thoughts or questions for Bruce?
Appreciate Bruce being with us. Always an interesting time. I'll ask Bruce, what's on the menu for the fourth? You got what you're doing on the grill?
Well, I'm not going away. I'm going to be spending some time with family. Actually going to be meeting up with my nephew, who has a little 3-year-old that is rambunctious and runs around and just keeps us all, we get tired just watching him, to be honest with you. So that's going to be fun to see little Robert. He was named after my brother who passed away a number of years ago. And it'll be good to see the little man, as we call him. He's beginning to get a, you know how 2.5, 3-year-olds start getting a mind of their own? Well, he's got it. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be a full day. But I'm working on a couple of different projects and putting together some trips and cruises for next year, Ireland, and to the 100th anniversary of Fatima is next year, 2017. So for those of us that believe that Mary came down to reach the children of Fatima in April, May of 1917, so it was 100 years ago next year.
Go ahead,
give us that website again. It's www.cruise.com. And I appreciate anytime anybody has any questions, just contact me. You go on that site and hit the contact button, and I'll answer whatever questions I can.
All right. Well, Bruce, thanks so much. We greatly appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Bruce.
I hope to be back and talk a little bit about my trip to Cuba after I get back.
That'll be fun. We'll love it. Thank you.
There you go, Lou. Well, have a great 4th of July. It's a special time for me. I'm very, very patriotic and love this country and want to see things better in the future, and God bless America.
Amen. And maybe if we turn that around, may America bless God too, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Have a great weekend, Bruce. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, then we've got to take our final break. We'll be back.